You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner mixes in a bit of chemistry with today's History Matters.
Man has always tinkered with the elements. At times, this has led him down paths that were completely unexpected. Arsenic is an excellent example. It is a naturally occurring chemical element and exists in both organic and inorganic forms. It is found in soils, water, fish and shellfish, and even in the human body. It has many industrial uses, among them, until the 19th century, as a coloring agent for fabrics. If ingested in sufficient quantities, arsenic can cause violent illness or death. It has long been used in insecticides and to kill rodents. Until the mid-20th century, when mixed with glue, it provided the finishing touch to flypaper. The Chinese, Indians, and Romans all knew about arsenic and used it in medicines and perhaps in poisons. The Arabs in the 700s were the first to refine it into a white, tasteless, odorless compound called arsenic trioxide. By the 1200s, arsenic was the favorite poison of murderers. The symptoms of arsenic poisoning resemble those of cholera and other intestinal diseases. The amounts needed to kill someone are very small, only about 1/4 of a gram. Many doctors from the Middle Ages through the 19th century believed that arsenic, when mixed with other ingredients, could promote health. A Dr. Fowler in England created a concoction known as Fowler's Solution. It was sold until about 1900. In small doses, the elixir seemed to work, but many overzealous users ingested too much and died. Some historians believe that Charles Darwin may have been one of them. Strangely, arsenic was used in a number of products that today would seem absurd. In 1775, a German chemist named Carl Scheele developed a popular pigment used in paints. When mixed with copper, arsenic became known as Scheele's green. It was widely used in wallpaper, house paints, and in clothing dyes. Confectioners also used it to color candy, and liquor manufacturers used it in mixing alcoholic drinks. When used in wallpaper, Scheele's green off-gasses, meaning that as it degrades, it releases arsenic into the air. While in exile on the island of St. Helena in the South Pacific, the Emperor Napoleon's bedroom was covered in Scheele's green wallpaper. This may have been what killed him. Large traces of arsenic have been found in strands of Napoleon's hair following his death. A bad batch of candy made in Bradford, England in 1858 poisoned over 200 people and 22 died. Beer contaminated with arsenic poisoned 6,000 people in Manchester, England in 1900 and 70 died. The intentional use of arsenic to kill people is well documented. It had a euphemistic nickname, inheritance powder. The potent poison was often used to rid someone of inconvenient relatives to place the murderer closer to gaining the family fortune. The most notorious of these were the Borgias, particularly Cesare and his sister Lucretia. They reportedly murdered enemies and relatives alike. Lucretia possessed a ring with a hollow center and a lid that could be opened to dispense the powder. The poison, known as La Cantarella, was most probably arsenic. In the late 1600s, Giulia Tofana offered a liquid for sale called Acqua Tofana or Tofana water. The potion was a combination of arsenic and belladonna, another potent poison. It was offered to women to dispose of their husbands. Some historians believe that over 500 men succumbed to Tofana water. Arsenic poisoning has been greatly reduced by effectively controlling its distribution and precise tests to determine its existence in bodies. Arsenic's use provides an interesting and deadly tale of why history matters.